In his book, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, Stephen Covey gives us an analogy of a man who worked very hard to climb the ladder of success. But when he finally reached the last rung on the ladder, as he looked around, he discovered that after so much time and hard work, he had leaned his ladder on the wrong wall. And this is a perfect illustration of what's happening to so many people today. They seem like successful people, but when they reach the end of their lives, they discover that they leaned the ladder on the wrong wall. So, how do you know if your ladder is leaning on the right wall? Solomon wrote, "A good name is better than fine perfume, and the day of death is better than the day of birth. It's better to go to the house of mourning than to go to the house of feasting, for death is the destiny of everyone. The living should take this to heart." You see, it's not where your life begins that will make you successful. It's where your life will end. Some people were born into favorable circumstances, yet did not end up being successful. Meanwhile, others were born into unfavorable circumstances and found a way to become successful. King Solomon reminds us that every person's last step on the ladder that leads to the ultimate successful life is actually death. So, think about it. What would you like the important people in your life to say about you when you die? Is what you would like for them to say about your personal definition of success? I'm going to guess that what you would want them to say has nothing to do with the people you knew or what you achieved. I bet it has everything to do with what kind of person you are. So, how do you know if your ladder is leaning on the right wall? If the wall your ladder is leaning on prioritizes who you're becoming over who you know and what you've achieved, then your ladder is leaning on the right wall and you're destined to live a successful life.